Welcome to the Listening Comprehension Test. There are three parts to the test. You'll hear each part twice. At the end of each part, you'll have some time to complete the tasks. Now read task one. Now listen to part one.
Hello, Mom. It's Lisa here.
Oh, hi, Lisa. How are you both getting on? Where are you?
We're okay. We're in San Francisco. We flew here from New York 3 days ago. California is really fantastic. I can understand why people want to come here. The weather is great. Sunshine all day long.
Is Fred okay now? He wasn't feeling very well when you left.
Yes, I'm much better now, thanks. I was just overtired. I had a really good sleep on the flight over here. I'm fine now.
And have you got somewhere to stay?
Yes, we were lucky. We found a student's flat in Berkeley for a week for only $220.
I thought you wanted to stay in San Francisco.
Berkeley is on the mainland side of the bay and looks across to the San Francisco Peninsula and the Pacific. It's only 20 minutes away by bus.
And have you been sightseeing? Have you seen the Golden Gate Bridge?
Well, we haven't been across it yet, but we see it from the flat window. The flat has a fantastic view.
And what about San Francisco?
Well, the city itself is fantastic, but walking up and down hills all the time is not so amusing.
I thought they'd got special trams. What are they called?
They call them cable cars here, and we will use them tomorrow, and also go to the Cable Car Museum. We want to find out about its history and how cable cars work.
Oh, interesting.
After the museum, we want to visit Golden Gate Park. There are a lot of attractions. We'd like to do a tour of the Japanese tea garden.
Afterwards, a nice and relaxing picnic in the park would be great.
And what are you going to do in the second week?
We were going to hire a camper and visit Yosemite National Park. But now we are thinking of going surfing instead, but it's a bit more expensive. It will all depend on how much money we have left.
Well, keep us updated and enjoy yourselves.
We'll be fine, Mum. We'll call again in a few days.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Bye. Have Bye. Fun. Enjoy your day.
Now listen to part one again.
Hello, Mom. It's Lisa here.
Oh, hi, Lisa. How are you both getting on? Where are you?
We're okay. We're in San Francisco. We flew here from New York 3 days ago. California is really fantastic. I can understand why people want to come here. The weather is great. Sunshine all day long.
Is Fred okay now? He wasn't feeling very well when you left.
Yes, I'm much better now, thanks. I was just overtired. I had a really good sleep on the flight over here. I'm fine now.
And have you got somewhere to stay?
Yes, we were lucky. We found a student's flat in Berkeley for a week for only $220.
I thought you wanted to stay in San Francisco.
Berkeley is on the mainland side of the bay and looks across to the San Francisco Peninsula and the Pacific. It's only 20 minutes away by bus.
And have you been sightseeing? Have you seen the Golden Gate Bridge?
Well, we haven't been across it yet, but we see it from the flat window. The flat has a fantastic view.
And what about San Francisco?
Well, the city itself is fantastic, but walking up and down hills all the time is not so amusing.
I thought they'd got special trams. What are they called?
They call them cable cars here, and we will use them tomorrow, and also go to the cable car museum. We want to find out about its history and how cable cars work.
Oh, interesting.
After the museum, we want to visit Golden Gate Park. There are a lot of attractions. We'd like to do a tour of the Japanese tea garden.
Afterwards, a nice and relaxing picnic in the park would be great.
And what are you going to do in the second week?
We were going to hire a camper and visit Yosemite National Park. But now we are thinking of going surfing instead. But it's a bit more expensive. It will all depend on how much money we have left.
Well, keep us updated and enjoy yourselves.
We'll be fine, Mum. We'll call again in a few days.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Bye. Have fun. Enjoy your day.
This is the end of part one. Now read task two. Now listen to part two.
Hi guys, welcome to Sunny Beach Surf Camp, Santa Cruz. My name is Riley, and I will be your surfing instructor this week. We love to have you here. Guys, do you feel great?
Yeah!
I promise you, you'll have the time of your life in Sunny Beach Surf Camp. We take you to the best spots and give you a safe and awesome experience. But before you catch your first wave, I'd like to give you some basic information about surfing and everything you need to know to get the most out of your first surfing experience. Surfing is a physically demanding sport, so it's important to be in good shape. You must also have good swimming skills. You need to be able to swim back to shore if you lose your board at the end of an exhausting session. But of course, as with every sport, you should have a quick warm-up and stretch before entering the surf. This will reduce the risk of muscle injury or cramp while you're surfing. The right equipment is very important, too. There are lots of different types of surfboards and wetsuits, but we have everything you'll need as a beginner, even special beginner's boards. So don't worry about that. We'll find something for you. But before we think about the right equipment for each one of you, let's talk about the do's and don'ts of surfing. Here are some basic rules. Safety should always be a top priority. For example, you should never go surfing alone. You never know what might go wrong, even on the smallest of waves. But also pay attention to other surfers and swimmers. Don't go surfing straight after a meal. Wait at least half an hour before going out. Protect your body and skin by always wearing a good waterproof sun blocker. If you go out for a few hours surfing in the sun without it, you'll find out how important this is. Always make sure that you're not taking anyone else's wave. Remember that the surfer closest to the breaking wave has priority. If you see someone already on a wave, then you'll have to wait for the next one. But, most of all, surfing is a lot of fun. Surfing is a lifestyle. Now, are you ready for your first surfing lesson? I'm sure you can't wait to get on the surfboard and feel that magic moment.
Now listen to part two again.
Hi guys, welcome to Sunny Beach Surf Camp, Santa Cruz. My name is Riley, and I will be your surfing instructor this week. We love to have you here. Guys, do you feel great?
Yeah!
I promise you, you'll have the time of your life in Sunny Beach Surf Camp. We take you to the best spots and give you a safe and awesome experience. But before you catch your first wave, I'd like to give you some basic information about surfing and everything you need to know to get the most out of your first surfing experience. Surfing is a physically demanding sport, so it's important to be in good shape. You must also have good swimming skills. You need to be able to swim back to shore if you lose your board at the end of an exhausting session. But of course, as with every sport, you should have a quick warm-up and stretch before entering the surf. This will reduce the risk of muscle injury or cramp while you're surfing. The right equipment is very important too. There are lots of different types of surfboards and wetsuits, but we have everything you'll need as a beginner, even special beginner's boards. So don't worry about that. We'll find something for you. But before we think about the right equipment for each one of you, let's talk about the do's and don'ts of surfing. Here are some basic rules. Safety should always be a top priority. For example, you should never go surfing alone. You never know what might go wrong, even on the smallest of waves. But also pay attention to other surfers and swimmers. Don't go surfing straight after a meal. Wait at least half an hour before going out. Protect your body and skin by always wearing a good waterproof sun blocker. If you go out for a few hours surfing in the sun without it, you'll find out how important this is. Always make sure that you're not taking anyone else's wave. Remember that the surfer closest to the breaking wave has priority. If you see someone already on a wave, then you'll have to wait for the next one. But, most of all, surfing is a lot of fun. Surfing is a lifestyle. Now, are you ready for your first surfing lesson? I'm sure you can't wait to get on the surfboard and feel that magic moment.
This is the end of part two. Now read task three. Now listen to part three.
Excuse me, do you know where the nearest ticket office is?
Yeah, you must go around the corner to the main entrance. You'll find a lot of ticket counters there. It's just 2 minutes' walk, but there's no need to hurry because they won't open before 9.
Are you sure? Look, the doors are open and the first visitors are already going in.
Yeah, right. But this entrance is only open for visitors who have booked an early entrance ticket. Guests who buy this ticket or a preferred hotel package online can get early admission, 30 minutes before the theme park's normal opening time.
Fred, I told you yesterday that I'd read something about an early bird ticket on their website, but you thought it would be early enough to be here at about 8:30. Now we have to wait.
Cool down, Lisa. We have plenty of time to explore the whole Universal Studios. Come on, let's walk in.
But Fred, we don't have a...
We do, yes we do. I was only teasing you. I knew about the early entrance ticket and booked online before we came to California.
Oh, Fred, come on then, let's go. What should we look at first?
Oh, I can't believe it. Where is that stupid paper? I thought I put it in my rucksack before we left the hotel.
Come on, you can't stand here emptying out your bag. What's wrong? What are you looking for?
Yesterday evening, after you'd gone to bed, I printed out a map of the park on the hotel computer in the lobby. But I must have forgotten to put it in my rucksack. The park is really huge. Without a map, we're lost.
Ah, poor little Fred. There's no need to get so excited. Look.
Lisa, why are you looking at your phone? Do you want to phone a guide? That's not necessary. Put it away. Maybe I put the map in one of my pockets.
Here, Fred, look. I downloaded the Universal Studios app this morning. It has a digital map of the park and, much more helpful, it tells you the actual waiting times for each of the attractions. So we can decide which things to go to without having to wait in endless queues.
Oh, Lisa, I love you. You saved the day. So, Universal Studios, here we come. Let's see where we go first. Mm-hmm. And look at that roller coaster over there. Maybe we should go there first.
Now listen to part 3 again.
Excuse me, do you know where the nearest ticket office is?
Yeah, you must go around the corner to the main entrance. You'll find a lot of ticket counters there. It's just 2 minutes' walk, but there's no need to hurry because they won't open before 9.
Are you sure? Look, the doors are open and the first visitors are already going in.
Yeah, right. But this entrance is only open for visitors who have booked an early entrance ticket. Guests who buy this ticket or a preferred hotel package online can get early admission, 30 minutes before the theme park's normal opening time.
Fred, I told you yesterday that I'd read something about an early bird ticket on their website, but you thought it would be early enough to be here at about 8:30. Now we have to wait.
Cool down, Lisa. We have plenty of time to explore the whole Universal Studios. Come on, let's walk in.
But Fred, we don't have a...
We do, yes we do. I was only teasing you. I knew about the early entrance ticket and booked online before we came to California.
Oh, Fred, come on then, let's go. What should we look at first?
Oh, I can't believe it. Where is that stupid paper? I thought I put it in my rucksack before we left the hotel.
Come on, you can't stand here emptying out your bag. What's wrong? What are you looking for?
Yesterday evening, after you'd gone to bed, I printed out a map of the park on the hotel computer in the lobby. But I must have forgotten to put it in my rucksack. The park is really huge. Without a map, we're lost.
Ah, oh, poor little Fred. There's no need to get so excited. Look.
Lisa, why are you looking at your phone? Do you want to phone a guide? That's not necessary. Put it away. Maybe I put the map in one of my pockets.
Here, Fred, look. I downloaded the Universal Studios app this morning. It has a digital map of the park and, much more helpful, it tells you the actual waiting times for each of the attractions. So we can decide which things to go to without having to wait in endless queues.
Oh, Lisa, I love you. You saved the day. So, Universal Studios, here we come. Let's see where we go first. Mm-hmm. And look at that roller coaster over there. Maybe we should go there first.
This is the end of the listening comprehension test.